Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So excited to be joined in the studio today with Nate Laurie, co-organiser of the Metamorphosis event. How are you doing today?
Hey, Lily. Yeah, thanks. I'm doing great today. I mean, I told you about my the coffee challenges, which, you know, the earlier you get up, the more significant it is.
Yes.
But, yes, it's a very exciting time, very busy time. One of the things I'm working on and very excited for, as you said, is Metamorphosis, which is it's a DJ event that I've been helping a friend organise. This is a part of a series of DJ gigs that have taken place throughout New Zealand. Just over the past few weeks, there's been one in Christchurch and then one in Wellington, and tomorrow night will be our one in Dunedin. This is more, it's a fundraiser, they're fundraiser events with the key focus being on mental health and suicide awareness. Really how that came to be was just that we were seeing quite some significant losses in the sort of alternative festival community throughout the country. Some people just going far too soon, some people taking their own lives and such. And so basically our friend in Christchurch was like, screw it, we're gonna do something awesome and try to bring people together.
Yeah, nice.
And just try to bring these issues to the forefront, because it's easy for them to be swept under the rug, and we see the results of that all around us. So let's just try to be a bit more proactive about it. These are ticketed events. All of the dollars that you, the public pay, all the ticket sales will be split in half and donated to Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust, as well as WECA, a local support group. It stands for Wellness, Empathy, Kindness, Aotearoa.
Nice, you killed that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's good to remember things. It really helps in this line of work.
It does. I mean, that's such a cool event when you called me up on the phone, which, by the way, you called me up on the phone.
Yeah.
I was sitting at my desk, phone rings. Usually the phone rings for bad reasons. It rang for a good reason.
Yeah. I'm glad I can tip the balance there.
Yeah, and we were chatting about it, and I was just blown away. You know, it's such a cool idea, and music is something that brings people together, and it's such a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's also a space in which, you're right, there are so many mental health struggles. I mean, these are artists, you know. It's kind of in the byline to struggle a bit.
Certainly. I suppose that is the sort of cultural norm with artists, but I mean, there's tangents we could go on here to say that the people in our community are facing quite an intersectional level of struggles. You know, not just being an artist, but even being a millennial, being a neurodivergent.
I mean, the government, you know, it's not like we're in
the government, those
space at the moment. You know, there aren't those same funds that there used to be. It's a lot more difficult for artists to exist and do their thing every day.
Yeah, literally. There is actually, that is a good point you make. There is actually government funding for events that have ceased this year, that did kind of come to life or be established as a response to COVID. You know, the reason why we have a lot of these annual events these days that we're still able to celebrate is largely due to a lot of that funding, but that's a bigger conversation.
That could be a return visit.
Not too much on Metamorphosis, but just for this weekend, it's going to be bloody amazing.
Tell us a little bit more about the lineup that you've got going. It's six DJs.
Yes, we have six awesome DJs. Oh my god, we are so lucky. This is a range of long-time local legends who've been doing this for, I want to say, longer than you or I have been alive, but as well as other, like, up-and-coming crowd favourites. again, who are like picking up the traction and building the momentum of themselves.
Yeah.
And you know, off by heart. From the start of the night, we have Italics, Poison Rat, Zibeed, Dr. Dave, Mantis, T Selector, and Inertia.
That's so good.
It is so bloody good. These are some of the Dunedin's more iconic or household name, like drum and bass artists, like proper producers making tunes. You know, some very hearty dub selectors in there. Good for some, more mellow times. And yeah, it'll be a good range. Of, you know, if you're a fan of bass. If you're a fan of bass music, this Metamorphosis will be the place for you. We, you know, along with these stunning tunes, we will have members of Life Matters and Weka there. Mm. Like, they'll come and join with community stalls,
nice.
You know, info pamphlets and other such cool things, and as well as, you know, the people, the qualified people there to have those yarns and... Yeah, if you want to make some connections on more than the music side, but actually come and make some tangible engagements for your well-being, it's very much what Metamorphosis is about.
My gosh, sounds so amazing. Do you want to give us the when, where, how of it all? You know, the specifics, tickets, placing?
Yes, all those cool basic event details that get you through the door. So this will be the place. The location will be at Eric's venue. It used to be the old New Brewery. It's in an interesting location, so like saying the name needs to be paired up with locational context. If you know where the Oval is, like way down the bottom of Princes Street, that big oval field, it's like just a block up from there, Eric's venue. Eric's venue, I found that another cool point of reference when I helped out there the other week. this is such a weird yarn, but like... I was running the door for the solidarity gig, supporting the Palestinian community, but I was running the door, and people keep coming through, which means you don't always have time to go away and get a feed.
Yeah.
They do have a food truck situation on site.
Yes, so they do, they do.
So you can go get dinner. But when you're like me and do and work and forget to do basic needs, like eat, you can get up to about 10 or 11 o'clock and be like, okay, cool, time to eat. You ask people, oh, is the food truck still open? Like, oh, no, sorry, it closed. They ran out. I'm like, yeah. But then, like, oh, then the venue manager's partner, Dean was like, oh. He's like, oh, you're hungry. I could go to BP and get your pie. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh, right. He's like, yeah, it's two blocks over. Like, you know, two blocks sideways from the Cumberland Street one way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, yes. So... he got me my pie, and I enjoyed it. I was like, hell yeah. But then I'm also like, oh, cool, new location reference unlocked.
When you're describing it to people.
Yes, and now you could say, like, two blocks sideways from the one-way BP.
Yeah.
So that's the location. That's Eric's venue. Ticket prices are $25.
Nice. Again, all proceeds going towards
Wicca and Life Matters. That's the one. You can find these on Humanitix online if you want to buy your ticket beforehand. But we are most definitely doing door sales. So you can bring 25 cash. You can bring your FPOS. You know, we will have the means to make that work. Time wise, I guess you're in your calendar, you're putting down Friday the 17th of May. Doors open 7:30 p.m. We'll have like a little bit of pre stuff, but you know, the main music acts will start at 8 p.m.
Nice.
6 hours long. Math means it'll finish at 2. It'll be a nice solid Friday night of like, you know, going out and having like, you know, a decent, well principled partying.
A morally a moral partying.
yes, one that you can sleep better at night and come up the next day. I mean, but that's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to do here. That's what we do here in, I guess, on the more underground side of things, looking at other like music events that we do. Because there's always more to be done. There is so much goodness that gatherings do for the soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. That, you need, like, those third spaces, yeah.
Yeah, you need those spaces, and need to do what we can to make these spaces, like, appealing and accessible to those who might be a bit put off by gigs.
Mm.
You know, folks who are like, oh, I don't want to go out to this rock show or whatever, or this, like, club night, because it's too intense, too rowdy, too unpredictable, and which is fair enough, but those, you know, those people deserve an awesome time as well.
Yeah.
You know, we don't just want to go to, like, balls to the wall, party, max out, fun.
Yeah.
Like, sure, like, people can want that, but it's about what we can do, what's the most we can do together with, like, bring as many people along for the ride as we can.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Nat. I've really enjoyed this chat. You will be able to get all the details from this for our gig guide as well, r1.co.nz/gig guide. Thanks so much for coming in. Guys, get out there, get involved. Metamorphosis sounds like such an amazing event, and I'm so glad that we have something like this in Dunedin. Again, thanks, Nate.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Lily. Really appreciate it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.